The Workday Replay from Money FM 89.3. Mind Your Business with Howie Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
Thanks for joining us on Money FM 89.3, Singapore's first business and personal finance station. Now, FinTrucks Network is a global provider of financial and business solutions. They're helping underserved startups and SMEs based in Singapore. Handy for us, Mind Your Business looks at the SME sector here in Singapore. After all, it powers half our economy and also hires about 70% of our people. Conrad Lin is COO at FinTrucks, and he joins us to talk us through it. Conrad, pleasure to have you.
Thank you so much, Howie. Really appreciate the opportunity to talk on Money FM and share about what we want to do in this space and how we're helping SMEs today.
Let's start with why.
Well, let's face it, right? We all have trust issues, and businesses
are no
different.
Who has trust issues? Okay.
They're very careful about who they work with, right? But businesses trust cash. That's why cash is king. That's where the adage comes from.
Yep.
But unfortunately, SMEs do not always have cash, and that makes them not always trusted. So even if they provide superior services over bigger players, they're unable to get the opportunities to conduct business. So if only SMEs can be trusted, we think that many business problems could be avoided, especially for cash flow. In desperate attempts to ease their cash flow issues, many SMEs go to a bank, go to a financial institution, try to get a loan. But usually the loan sizes are $50,000 to $100,000 are not big enough for the banks to consider. And then they go to alternative sources and they say, well, I want to go to a P2P lender. And they say, well, that's 15 to 18% interest and that's just unaffordable.
Mm.
So we think this is very unjust and it doesn't give SMEs the opportunity to really expand and live up to their full potential.
Right. So what are you espousing over at FinTrucks?
So we're trying to be a one-stop shop for SME growth and sustainability.
And just through money?
Not through money. So for us, we want to uncouple the dependence of money that SMEs currently have in order to build trust. And for trust, trust is an acronym. It stands for transparency, reputation, understanding, security, and time. And our solutions utilize these pillars to help build trust between businesses. We found that when businesses are trusted, they can secure lower costs, higher sales, and easier financing, all of which are key to growth and sustainability and can be facilitated on our platform.
So your reputation-based business financing platform is also being powered by blockchain. That's something that's also been through the ringer a wee bit when it comes to trust and reputation, though.
Mm-hmm. Well, the way we want to think of it is technology, right? We always utilize new ways to do things so that we can have more efficient automation and just give more power to the people at the end of the day, right? That's how the internet came about. But I don't necessarily know about TCP/IP to know about utilizing Google, right? And Google is my window to the internet world. We think of it the same way. You know, blockchain is scary to a lot of people, and we don't want it to be. You don't need to know
just because
everything.
Of unawareness, you think?
I think it's unawareness and also, you know, a hype around some very key topics in news, right? You hear about one thing and it seems like, you know, it's a recency effect. You hear about it and then you're more worried about it and then you continuously worry about it without having a good basis point of why. So what we're trying to do is just provide the benefits of blockchain in the background. You know it's helping you. You don't know how it's helping you. You don't know how you're going to utilize it, but we're providing the interface of how you can interface with this world. And again, like Google to the internet, you don't need to know how TCP/IP works.
Right. Tell us how FinTrucks works. Say if I were an SME, I'm just me, myself, and I and my split personalities running a small business at home have come to you and said, hey, Conrad, I need some help.
Yeah, so our whole thing is about building trust and we want companies to be trusted, right? And with trust, you can get more cost savings, you know, more financing, even more business opportunities. And that's all very key to SMEs. So what we do is we can help you create a trust profile on our platform, which essentially helps you establish credit, global credit reputation, and which you can think of it like a passport to do business, right? Which showcases your credit worthiness, which showcases your payment transparencies, and it showcases everything that other businesses would need to know that, hey, you're a good business partner to do deals with. I mean, if you go to LinkedIn right now or even any of the other social media sites and you try to find a business, all you can really find out is, are they active on social media? Do they have posts? Are people interested in what they have to say? But you don't really know anything about their financials. You don't know anything about how well they conduct businesses, especially in a B2B relationship. And we're trying to make that transparent. So again, back to the pillars, right, of how you build trust. With transparency and reputation, that's how you can start building the trust that they need to have better, you know, cost savings.
It sounds like a big ask, though, Conrad. Some of this information some businesses don't want to reveal.
Of course. And what we want to do is not make it difficult. We're not asking for, you know, a lot of information. It's just what you want to showcase to your vendors to say, hey, I'm good for the deals that you're providing me. And I'm good for financing if you want to provide that to me. And this is why, right? So we don't have a, you know, limits or, you know, minimum on how much information you have to give or maximum even. It's just depending on how much you want to show your vendors. And we have a lot of, you know, controls in place so that it's only for the companies that you want to show information to, that it is shown to them. Otherwise, it's just an opportunity to showcase, you know, what do you sell to the greater audience as well.
In your experience over at FinTrux, the more information put in, the better they do, or
that's definitely correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
To what extent?
Well, I mean, we've had a lot of companies that are very interested and have seen a lot of benefits from the solutions we provide, especially as they provide more information like key financial information, you know, key team members that have a stake in the company that wish to be, you know, even a guarantor to certain loans, certain, you know, credit deals that are happening, right? Let's say their credit terms need to be extended by 180 days, right? And they're willing to provide interest rates on that. But they just need someone to believe that they're okay for the money. Well, they're happy to be even a personal guarantor in that way.
What were some of the challenges you faced when you were setting up to get buy-in from people, to explain to them what your USP and what you were doing?
Yeah, well, education is always very important to us, especially when you're dealing with new technologies and a, you know, a relatively new concept, right, in the space. So for us, education was key, making sure that we're, you know, providing thought leadership, providing ways for our users to really understand what we're doing and give them an opportunity to interact with our platform before they, you know, try it before you buy it kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
So we actually launched a beta testing in Singapore just last month in March at Money 2020 Asia. And we had a lot of people come and be so interested and so passionate about using our products and giving us the valuable feedback we needed to continuously innovate and improve our product so that, you know, we're ultimately building a market-driven product that is needed by the world.
Talk to us about Trux then.
Trux is our way of, you know, helping the SME market in terms of cash flow, right? So, you know, one thing to note is that our team is a team of entrepreneurs, and we're trying to build entrepreneurial solutions. We understand how hard it is to build a company from small, medium to large. And
you've walked a mile in their shoes, haven't you?
We have,
yeah.
Right? And we all have. And we understand really that there's just not enough resources, not enough business opportunities, not enough, you know, opportunity to scale in comparisons to bigger parties in the space. And it's all based on the lack of trust, right? So we kind of did a wordplay with this. The Trux platform is the trust platform. It's how we can create this reputation for you, right? And have you essentially unlock your horizon so that if you had a good deal with one of your business partners and they trust you now, that shouldn't be just between you and him. It should be between you and the greater world, right?
Oh,
so that everybody knows.
Sing it from the mountaintop, you mean.
Exactly. And everybody knows that you're good to do business with. Because right now, people are siloed. That's what we see, you know. Business networks are siloed with business networks, and they don't have the chance to communicate and really expand their horizons to see if there's a better vendor out there, if there's better clients, if there's more opportunities to do business in a way that they only know how. And they already have trusted clients, they already have trusted vendors, and they just need to let other people know that, hey, I'm as reputable as I think I am.
How does it work on FinTrux's end, your business model, if you will? How are you keeping the lights on over there?
Yeah, well, for us, we really want to bring back any, like, especially in this early stage, right? We want to bring back any benefits we get from doing our business back into the SMEs so that we can provide them even greater benefits as we continue growing, right?
But a man needs to eat, you know, Conrad.
Definitely.
Does he not?
Definitely. Well, at the moment, we did get a successful seed funding of the tune around $25 million. So we are sustaining off that, but we're looking to build a sustainable network of companies to join our ecosystem so that we can continue delivering. And our model would be eventually a, you know, recurring subscription model where you can be part of our ecosystem, interact with all the vendors on our platform and the potential clients, and just pay a small annual subscription fee for that.
Quickly, what would be next, Conrad? So you've got trucks over at FinTrucks Network. What are you heading into next? Perhaps a payment platform, perhaps?
Well, I can't go into too much details about the next innovative solutions we're providing, but we're actually going to be doing a global product launch in July at RISE 2019 in Hong Kong. And that's going to be the biggest tech conference in Asia, or so they claim. We're very excited. There's 100,000 people there, and we're very excited to, you know, tell the greater community about what we're doing and expand it to more than just Singapore and more than just North America.
Great opportunity for awareness raising, right?
Definitely, definitely. Mm. And, you know, we absolutely just recently moved into our bigger offices. We're officially part of the WeWork member network, which is a collaborative environment where we can participate in major, you know, major cities around the world in any of their office facilities and also their, you know, co-working spaces and event venues. So we're looking forward to using that to also be a platform for us to get new talents and provide more services to the greater SME community and business community as a whole.
That's really the crux of it, isn't it? Wanting to get everyone together, let's work together, collaborate, etc.
Yeah, well, collaboration is the key to success.
Better than running alone, I suppose.
Right? Yes, because, I mean, if you don't have collaboration, we're seeing that people lose out on a lot of chances to be better, to grow bigger, right? And we want to be the one that says, hey, you guys don't have to be scared of working with one another. We can provide you the platform to do it securely and also anonymously if you like to, right? Because you don't want your competitors to know that, hey, this is the vendor I'm using, and you don't want to lose that competitive edge, which is great. We understand that, right? So we provide the opportunities to do business together in a way where it's never been done before. Huge advantage. I mean, there's a reason why even biggest companies like Microsoft, IBM, they're open sourcing their code, right? And you ask, well, why? Proprietary, you know, IP is so important for us for the last 20, 30 years. But there's advantages to that, right? The collaborative effort is really the way we can pool our collective brain power and excel.
You can check them out at fintrux.com. That is FINTURX.com. Conrad Lin is COO there. Conrad, thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Howie.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.